Andrew Norwell has gained a lot of attention for his All-Pro year. What stood out about him on tape?
Powerful. Outstanding toughness, 100% play time, physical player. The kind of guy, if you're going to run the football, you'd like in that position at left guard. So very attractive. Looking forward to working with him.
Tom, did you enjoy your role this past year, new role, maybe more than you thought you would before?
I enjoyed the winning. I didn't like the press box. The window in front of me got messed up a few times, but no, I did enjoy the working with Doug and Dave, and I basically was on the practice field for every practice, and I was in the Saturday night meetings. I did everything just like I normally would do. I prepared just as if I was in that spot, in the coaching spot, and I would do some things like Doug might ask me to look at something and prepare a tape for him to look at, and I would do that. And so I enjoyed all of that.
Did you hit it pretty right the first time out, or do you have to evolve that as it goes?
No, I think I did. You mean, what are you talking about?
Just in terms of like the way you all work together. And
oh, yeah.
Sort of
no, We basically just rolled our sleeves up. There was no, great long philosophical discussion. I knew exactly what Doug was all about, and we and Dave and I knew exactly what we wanted to do in terms of trying to provide the kind of players that that we were looking for in Jacksonville. We wanted to run the football. We wanted to have an outstanding defensive team. We went out and did some things about that to create those opportunities. And we rolled our sleeves up, went to work, and it was a team concept all the way.
What do you see as your biggest impact that you've had in a year?
I don't know. You'll have to assess that. I'm just working man.
How do you think Keenan did in his first year as wide receivers coach for you guys?
Keenan, as you well know if you studied him over the years, an outstanding football player, very smart, very disciplined, very tough. I mean, I always include him in a handful of guys that I called the toughest people I ever coached. He was one of them. And he displays that same attitude, that same toughness, that same resiliency as a coach. And I think his players enjoy playing for him, too.
What do you like about the makeup of your receiver group right now with Dante re-signing Marquise? There's a lot of potential there.
Well, I think there is. They wouldn't be here, for sure. I think we have a couple of young guys. We have a couple of guys that have been around. And Marquise, we know we have a guy that, as I explained to him, he'll go block you. He's a tough guy, and he will accomplish all those things. So, that's our starting point where we have speed, we have experience, we have some great opportunities to work with guys that have been in the league and guys that really have just touched their toe in the water. So we look forward to it.
Maybe we'll
find another young one.
Will that speed help maybe take some guys out of the box? Is that what you're hoping, that some of those deep threats take the top of the defense?
That's always an issue, yeah. That's always something that you hope to have with you no matter what you do. But in our style, with the play action and what have you, and the deep crossing patterns and that type of thing, that speed is definitely a factor.
In some regards, the approach you've taken with run the ball, get to the fourth quarter, win the situational, is a little different than the direction the league has gone in. Has that made it easier to find guys who fit those specific roles to play that?
No, it hasn't made it any easier, but it is something that we're very comfortable with, and if it's only for one reason, we did not turn the ball over in the playoffs. So, we know how we want to play, how we want to control the game. We'll take our shots down the field and do those type of things, but if we can maintain the ball, keep the other guy's offense off the field, it helps us.
What did Blake prove to you last year? What does he still have to prove to you this year?
Well, he's getting better. He's improving, and that's the whole key. I mean, some of his best games were in the playoffs. You can't ask for a better circumstance. In other words, you set it up. You want to know how a guy performs in big games. Two of his best quarterback ratings were in those games. So we definitely feel that that he's a young player. He's played a lot of football, but he's making progress in his game, and we just look forward to the continuance of that.
And you obviously made it imperative for him to cut down the turnovers, and pretty much
yes,
the most part. I mean, that
it's hard to win when you're turning the ball over, and he knows that as well as anybody.
What impressed you about the way Doug handled this team during the season?
just his overall manner. He was himself. He established the way that we would work. The work ethic was obvious. The players responded well to that. He did a great job one-on-one with the players. He did an outstanding job in front of them, challenging them from a team perspective. He did a nice job going through the, you know, the rough times, the beginning of the season, et cetera. He did a very good job of that as well.
Tom, everybody talks about your input on the uniforms, the new uniforms. Mm-hmm. What was important to you to get across with the uniforms as far as scheme and all that stuff?
Well, it was just a feeling really of, you know, who we are, what we represent. That's a very good look. It's a solid look. It is, as I said at one point in time, I think we have some guys that will be in the Hall of Fame, and the connection will be there. The uniform will be very similar as we go forward. So we just wanted a little bolder statement, and I think we got it.
What do you think on this game?
Not a big fan of the two-tone
helmet. What's that?
Not a big fan of the two-tone helmet.
What do you think of the new catch rule and how that's going to impact the way games are played and the way they're officiated going forward?
Well, first of all, simplicity is the key. I mean, and I think this is a fan-driven kind of a concept here, because a lot of people have no idea, you know, why was this thing called that way and why was the next one not called that way and so on and so forth. I think we've cleaned up a lot of that. And I think that'll get the fans, again, more engrossed in the game, because it's going to be a much easier for them to understand what is and what isn't. So I think we've made some progress there.
Not just for fans, too. I mean, players, coaches, everybody had a lot more clarity, don't you think?
People from the media?
Absolutely.
What kind of progress did you see during the season from Cam Robinson?
Good progress. Mm-hmm. Very good progress. He's a guy that loves to play. Right from day one, you could tell that. He's got that that desire to be great. He'll work at it. Got a tremendous attitude. You know, he looked forward to the challenges, and you see all that speed rush on his side, and he looked forward to it. He learned a lot along the way, and I hope he just keeps learning and progressing.
So what's your favorite aspect of the draft process?
Matching the guy that you want with the position you're in on draft day, getting the players you can't help but earmark some guys for your team, and you'd like to be able to be in that position to where you have a chance to get them. A little bit tougher when you're down where we are, but nevertheless.
Follow up on that, you've drafted late before several times. Mm-hmm. Does that change the pool of players you bring in before the draft and also just evaluate more thoroughly?
It does. There's no doubt it does. You have to do a little bit a better job of you know, trying to figure out who's going to be there and who's gone and so on and so forth. So, but, you know, over the years, some good things have happened in that spot. I know when I was in New York, Chris Snee happened to be sitting there at the top of the second round, and that helped.
Dave had been reluctant to spin to the cap. When you came in, did you have to convince him that this is the way to go to give yourself the best competitive advantage?
No, because you can't make the kind of moves that we wanted to make unless you do have cap room. That was very attractive to me, and now Dave knew that it was time for us to go, and so that, as I said, we rolled our sleeves up. There wasn't any real deep philosophical discussions about that either. Let's go get the players that can help us win.
Can you still find somebody now in free agency at this point that can make a significant impact, or is it depth at this point if you're going to sign other guys?
Well, it may be more depth oriented because, but you never know. I mean, you never know. I mean, at some point in time, you got players. It takes all kinds of spots, all kinds of players to come together as a team, and you really definitely are looking for those guys now that can make great contributions to your special teams, but also their attitude about contributing, knowing what you have. That's one of the things that I think, having had the type of season we had last year, I think that more people are aware of the style that we play and how we play, and I think there's a little bit more interest in those particular kind of players to be here.
Do expectations change anything? External expectations, do they change anything for you?
Non-negotiable expectations from within. That's how we look at it. Our expectations are very high, and anybody that comes on board, you know, has to understand there's a way in, to accomplish what we're trying to accomplish, and it's through team, it's through individual improvement, and it's through a relentless drive in terms of team success.
Sometimes that stuff's hard to get across in 1 year. Do you think you guys did a pretty good job with Doug and Dave and yourself of getting that message across and getting the players to buy in?
Well, I don't think Doug did an outstanding job.